morning, church. It's good to gather on this Sunday to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May our time together be nurturing to you. May it feed your soul in ways it needs to be nourished. And may God's grace and peace be with your spirit today. I wanted to start with a prayer. And, I think it was Monday, the earthquakes happened in Syria and Turkey. And so I just wanted to begin, just bring it forward. We'll probably, we can pray later too during the prayer time, but I just wanted to bring it forward. So let's pray. So God of mercy, we pray for the people of Turkey and Syria following the recent earthquakes from this past week. We mourn the death and destruction, and we pray for those who have died and those who grieve today. Lord, bring them comfort, strength, and renewed hope. We hold in our hearts those who are injured and those who have lost loved ones, livelihoods, and homes. Lord, bring them comfort and strength and renewed hope. Sustain and guide all responding to this disaster. Grant those affected courage and resilience as they rebuild their lives and rebuild their communities. Lord, bring them comfort, strength, and renewed hope. Inspire us to unite in solidarity, acting swiftly and generously, so that help may reach all who need it. Lord, bring comfort, strength, and renewed hope. Amen. Just thinking about our text today in light of what's happening on the other side of the world in the midst of this tragedy. Do not worry. So this morning, instead of doing a sermon as I do most Sundays, it's going to take a little different of a shape, different form. This could be really neat, or don't ever do that again. So it's a bit risky. I'm going to read the scripture text one more time. Then I'm going to sit down, and there'll be some words to interact with on the screen, some questions, thoughts, quotes. Today will be slower, a bit more reflective, and it'll end with a song that's a prayer, which I understand. Is it saying it twice? What do you singing it is, yeah. So that, yeah, and hearing it. Oh, there you go. Yeah. So, and that'll end with a song. It's actually from the band Citizens, who will be here in April doing a night of worship with us. So I want to read the text, and then we'll dive in. So again, lots of interaction with the screen today, and it'll be silent for the most part. Today's text is from Matthew chapter 6. Which is part of the Sermon on the Mount. And it's a familiar text if you've grown up in church, and if not, welcome. Verse 25, it says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his or her life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.